It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Friday is the deadline for the California legislature to pass a spending plan. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, Democratic leaders and Governor Jerry Brown are still negotiating as time grows short.
As the Senate wrapped up its business last week, President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg put his colleagues on notice for the days to come.
Be in and around the Capitol throughout the entire week through Friday and be prepared to work either day or night.
At issue, $2 billion in cuts to welfare, college financial aid, and more that the governor wants and Democratic lawmakers don't. Sherry Bebich-Jeffy with the USC Price School of Public Policy says a deal won't be easy.
The question is, how on earth are they going to balance the budget in a week? Honestly, I don't see it.
Still, the two sides would like to get the budget done on time to help make the case for Brown's November tax measure. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The California Secretary of State's office reports more than 1 million ballots from Tuesday's primary election have yet to be counted. About 844,000 are mail-in ballots that came in too late to be counted on Election Day. The results would determine the fate of Proposition 29, which would raise the cigarette tax by a dollar a pack. At first count, the measure was trailing by 63,000 votes, but now the gap has narrowed to about 30,000. Chris Lehman is campaign manager for Vote Yes on 29. He says the campaign remains hopeful.
We're rooting for more votes to be counted in the places where we did well, and we're hoping that there's not a lot of votes in places we did poorly.
Lehman says more people voted in favor of Prop 29 in San Francisco County, but the Central Valley rejected the cigarette tax by a margin of almost 2-1. Money raised by the tax would go to cancer research and smoking prevention programs. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell.